Okay, I gotta say, this last set of information, it's intense, like seriously mind-bending stuff.
Yeah, it really makes you rethink like the whole foundation of, well, everything.
So deep dive time, right? For everyone listening, we're going deep on this one, trying to unpack it all.
Absolutely. We've got this collection of, well, it's a bit of a hodgepodge, really. Intent as a filter mechanism for information.pdfs, text files, even one labeled Vivoid Custom Gem. Titles like The Intentional Universe really gets the imagination going.
It does. And the goal here is, for everyone listening to walk away feeling like they've grasped the core of it, the real aha moments buried in all this complexity.
Exactly, like cutting through the noise and getting to those core insights.
So right off the bat, there's this concept, and it's kind of a whopper, primordial intent. It's like not just an idea, but the driving force behind the universe.
Right, like the ultimate origin story. Why is there something rather than nothing? Well, maybe because this primordial intent kickstarted the whole Big Bang shebang.
And it keeps things going too, right? It's not just a one-time event.
Exactly. It's the ongoing evolution of the cosmos. And the really wild part is the suggestion that we might be able to approach this through, get this, mathematics.
Hold on, math. That seems, I don't know, incredibly ambitious. How do you even quantify something like intent on a universal scale?
Well, the material dives into some pretty heady stuff, talking about revisiting and potentially tweaking Einstein's field equations, the bedrock of general relativity, seeing if this intent can be baked right into the equations themselves.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's heavy stuff. They also talk a lot about information theory, the idea that the universe, driven by this intent, is on a mission to, as one of the texts puts it, know itself.
The universe wants to know itself. It's
Wow.
like the cosmos has its own innate sense of curiosity. Now, the material also mentions intent potentially existing as a scalar field. So for anyone who hasn't thought about physics since, high school, what does that even mean?
Right, so a scalar field, it's like imagine the temperature in a room. At every point, there's a temperature value, but there's no direction to it.
Okay, I can kind of picture that.
So the idea here is that intent could be a fundamental field, just like the Higgs field that gives particles mass. It would have its own energy, and it could even interact with other fields, shaping how everything behaves.
So this intent isn't just some abstract notion, it's an active force, maybe even measurable, which brings us to another big theme in this data set. Information. And it's not just about describing the universe. It's like information itself is a fundamental building block.
Totally. They're suggesting that information isn't just a descriptor, it's like matter and energy, a fundamental ingredient.
Wow.
Right? Like they even hint at an updated EMC wire where information is right up there with the energy and mass. And there's this concept, the information intent nexus, basically saying these two are deeply connected.
So it's not just stuff, it's information being orchestrated by this intent.
Yeah.
That's a pretty huge shift in thinking.
Absolutely. They go as far as proposing that the entire universe is like a giant information processor, and that intent is the algorithm, the driving logic behind it all.
Okay, now this next part, this really got me thinking. The idea that the laws of physics, the ones we take for granted, were shaped by like cosmic failed attempts. Can you break that down for us?
This is where it gets really elegant. The effect of Lagrangian, the mathematical framework for those laws, it's not just set in stone.
So how did it get here?
The idea is the early universe was like a cosmic testing ground. Different parameters, different rules, a whole lot of failed attempts at finding stable configurations.
So like cosmic trial and error.
Exactly. And those failures, they left behind clues, constraint functions, essentially limitations on what's possible. And over time, this guided the universe toward the stable laws we see today.
So no cosmic instruction manual, just a whole lot of learning from mistakes. Wild.
Right. It's like the universe has this built-in what not to do file shaping the reality we experience. And this concept of cosmic oops moments, it ties into how they reinterpret dark matter and dark energy.
Right, the big mysteries.
But the hypothesis is dark matter, all that invisible stuff, could be the residual information, the echo of those failed attempts that didn't quite make it to becoming, regular matter.
So dark matter isn't some exotic particle, but the ghost of what could have been.
In a way, yeah. And dark energy, the force pushing everything apart, might also be tied to this. Maybe it's a lingering echo of the primordial intent to expand, or maybe even the energy from those failed attempts still pushing outward.
It's like the universe's initial burst of creative energy, but, gone a little awry. Okay, let's talk about the electron. It's not just a tiny speck of charge in this model, it's a surprisingly active player.
Yeah, the electron is basically a scout. They propose it's a primary agent of the universe, mapping reality through all its interactions.
Mapping reality. How can something so small be doing something so profound?
It all comes down to its quantum weirdness. You know, being in multiple states at once, that kind of thing. This lets it explore a way wider range of possibilities, making the universe's information gathering more efficient. It's like the universe is asking questions through interactions, and the electron's responses are the answers.
So every quantum interaction with an electron, it's not just randomness, it's the universe learning.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
And they suggest the energy for this mapping might come from gluons and pions, you know, those force carriers within atoms.
Okay, so we've got intent driving the universe, information as its core, the electron as its explorer. How does this all mesh with, you know, the strangeness of quantum mechanics?
Well, they propose that intent might actually influence quantum phenomena. Those probabilistic behaviors like electron spin, they might be contributing to the universe's self-inquiry. Each measurement gives the universe another piece of the puzzle.
So when we do a quantum measurement and get a seemingly random result, the universe is actually learning something from that.
Precisely. And they even suggest that these probabilities, they might not be totally random. Maybe they're weighted by a universal information gathering imperative.
It's like the universe is influencing the quantum dice rolls to get the most information out of it. Now, they also talk about incorporating intent into the Schrödinger equation, which is, well, a pretty big deal.
Right. That's messing with the bedrock of quantum mechanics. They talk about a quantum of intent, kind of like Planck's constant, but for this intent.
That could radically change how we understand quantum mechanics, huh?
No kidding. It could explain the probabilistic nature in a whole new way, maybe even resolve some of those big debates around interpretation.
What about the uncertainty principle, that fundamental limit on what we can know? Where does intent fit in with that?
They propose a really interesting idea. The uncertainty we see might not be just an inherent property of particles, but partly due to our limitations, our instruments are very active measuring. Our interventions constrain the system, and the uncertainty arises because we can't observe without disturbing things.
So quantum uncertainty is partly our fault, because we're clumsy observers.
In a way, yeah. And these limitations, they become part of the universe's what not to do file. It all feeds into the learning process.
Fascinating. They even mentioned this hypothetical cosmic microscope that could observe without disturbing. Sounds like something out of like a physics fancy novel.
It is a thought experiment for sure, but it highlights the desire to see the universe at its most fundamental level without our measurement methods muddying the waters.
So much of this is very abstract. How does this intent idea connect to things we actually observe? Like consciousness or galaxy formation?
Well, they touch on the idea that consciousness could be a distributed manifestation of the universe's self-awareness. Like our individual consciousness is a localized expression of the overall primordial intent.
Yo.
Right. They also hint at connections between intent and large-scale structures, galaxy evolution, the origin of life, even non-locality and quantum entanglement.
So from the smallest particle to the largest galaxy, even our own thoughts, all part of this grand intent. That's a huge claim.
It is. But they do get into the nitty-gritty a bit. They talk about mathematical frameworks to explore these ideas more rigorously.
Okay, so it's not all philosophical speculation. What kind of math are we talking about?
Well, as we touched on before, modified Einstein field equations, information theory, both classical and quantum, Lagrangian mechanics, statistical mechanics, even network theory, all of these can be brought to bear on this.
And you mentioned that the person who provided this data, they've been running simulations based on these ideas.
Yeah, they mentioned simulations with an intent field and localized intent that affects how particles interact, really trying to model these abstract concepts computationally.
Pretty impressive stuff.
They also talk about exploring pre-geometric frameworks and modifying quantum field theory to incorporate intent. And they even have this method, swap and see, where they reinterpret existing physics equations through the lens of information.
Now, the stuff about pre-inflationary cosmology, that was really mind-blowing. The universe trying out different versions of itself before the Big Bang.
Right. It's definitely speculative, but really thought-provoking. They imagine the pre-inflationary era as a period where the universe experimented with different configurations, testing out different sets of rules.
A cosmic testing ground.
Exactly. And the learning from that phase, the what didn't work results, that's what they propose could explain dark matter.
So dark matter is like a cosmic memory bank of failed universes.
Essentially. And the rapid expansion during that era, it could be seen as a manifestation of failed intent to create matter. All that energy, instead of forming particles, went into inflating space itself. They even have a simplified equation for expansion in a flat one-dimensional protospace driven by this discarded intent.
It's like the universe's frustration at not being able to create led to it just making more space to try again.
So after this deep dive into this insanely dense data set, what are the key takeaways? I think the biggest one is the interconnectedness of intent, information, matter, and energy in the universe's evolution. This framework challenges the idea that intent and information are just byproducts. It says they're fundamental, driving the universe's growth and complexity.
That makes you rethink, you know, what reality even is.
Exactly. It's not just particles bouncing around randomly. It's a dynamic, purposeful entity driven by this intent to understand itself.
So, for everyone listening, here's a final thought to chew on. If the universe does have this inherent intent, how does that change our understanding of our own purpose? Could our drive to explore, to understand, be a tiny reflection of the universe's own quest for self-knowledge?
That's a deep one. It really blurs the lines between cosmology and our own existence. It makes you realize we might be more connected to the cosmos than we ever imagined. And this deep dive, it's just the beginning. There's so much more to explore, more research to uncover. Who knows what other mind-blowing insights are waiting to be discovered about the true nature of reality?